Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
I couldn't perform as myself, but I'm really upset that we fell short. That's the ultimate goal. It's not about me. It's about this team. We didn't play well enough to get the win, and you got to give Cincinnati credit.
Was there a specific play, Jamal, in which you got hurt?
It was like first series, man, on a hit. I don't even know, man. I'm just kind of worked up on it. A lot of frustration right now.
Are you worried that this could sideline you for a chunk of time?
I don't know.
What is it diagnosed as?
I'm still trying to figure these things out.
You have to go for an MRI?
I don't know.
It bothered you. I mean, it sounds like it bothered you a lot throughout the course of this game.
Yeah. I couldn't perform. But I felt like if I just shut it down, I was letting my teammates down, and I can't do that.
Is it a tricky balance to walk as an athlete? I mean, you're obviously competitive. You want to stay out there and be able to perform and compete. But at some point, I guess, do you wind up, if you're not able to go, does it wind up hurting the team more than helping to fight through it? Is it a tricky balance to walk as a guy on the field there?
I mean, I did what I could. I don't think I could affect the game like I wanted to. But I held my own. A lot of pain, obviously. I couldn't let my brothers down.
This is about as emotional outwardly as we've seen you. I mean, what's going through your mind right now? What are you feeling?
Just upset. I'm more upset that we lost, man. I'll be all right. You guys don't worry about me. I'll be fine. Just adversity. We'll figure it out.
The team, what does it say about the team that you could go playing so well during a 3-game winning streak to come in against a team that was 0-11 and have this kind of performance?
Yeah, it's tough. But again, man, like I said at the beginning of the week, you can't, doesn't matter the record. Any NFL team can be beat. Like I said, you got to give credit to those guys. And, you know, we gotta play better, man. We didn't play well enough as a team, and we gotta get better from it.
Can you look around this locker room and say that none of these guys look past being a winless team?
No, we didn't. Like I said, man, early in the week, like I just repeated, you know, you can't look at the record, man. That's a good group over there. You know, they didn't put it together. Obviously, you know, their record was 0 whatever, but now they got a win. You know, at the end of the day, it's an NFL football team, and they got guys that's going to compete. But we didn't play well.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.